okay, everybody like to gather around?
We're going
to
say yes.
We're going to have a couple speeches. Okay, welcome, everybody. Today we're here to send a strong message to Mr. McGuinty and Madam Muir, the Minister of Social Services. What's transpiring in our province right now is outrageous. This government can hand out hundreds of millions of dollars to businesses and to other social programs, but of all, the one they shouldn't be cutting off are grandparents that are bringing up their grandkids. These parents are trying to keep their families together. They're trying to keep their kids on the right route. They're trying to bring them up properly, give them values, give them warmth, give them nourishing. And this government's not giving them the funding. They're cutting them off. Shame on this government. And when I confronted the minister about this in the House, and after in front of reporters, this minister had the audacity to tell them to go on welfare. It almost reminds me of Marie Antoinette when she said in the French Revolution, let them eat cake. It's unbelievable. They'll pay $900 per child for foster care, and as much as the good job that foster parents do, in most cases, these foster parents aren't family. They're not blood relatives. The love, the nourishing is not as strong in the environment with your own grandparents. And these grandparents are on, some of them on meager existences. They've had to mortgage their homes. They've had to go into debt. One lady is had her house paid off, and she now owes $120,000 remortgaging her house to keep her family together, to keep her kids with her grandkids. It's unbelievable. And the money they gave out is, like I said, a meager amount. I think for three children, it used to be about $600-something. Yet they'll pay $900 per child for foster care, which comes to a total of $2,700, plus the dental and plus some of the other things, eyeglasses and foster care. So that's well over $3,000, $4,000 they'll pay. So it doesn't take an economic major to figure out that it's a lot cheaper for the taxpayer and a better environment to keep the child with their grandparents rather than in somewhat stranger's house. And I just cringe when I hear this government say, we're going to have a war on poverty. Is this an example of a war on poverty? This is pushing these people further in debt, it's putting them further in debt, further into social programs, and these people are proud grandparents that have paid their taxes all their lives, worked, brought up their own kids, and now they're forced into a situation for various reasons to bring up their grandkids. They're trying to do the right thing, and this government is not helping them. It's outrageous, and this minister should hang her head in shame, and she should resign. It's absolutely awful. Now, through the constant pressure of these strong-minded grandparents in Hamilton and a lot of other support groups, the government have agreed to meet with us at City Hall, or at the Convention Center in room 206, at 11:30. They're going to meet with us. The mayor is going to be there, apparently. So obviously we've caught their attention, and we will continue to catch until they reverse this decision and do the right thing by the grandparents and the children of our province. This is good. This does not end here. And my caucus is outraged by this maneuver. In fact, they're even talking about sending me on a tour of the province to talk to other grandparents in the same situation, and that's going to happen in constituency week, which is coming up. So Mr. McGuinty, Madam Muir, you're going to hear from every corner of this province, and the grandparents and people, everybody should be backing the grandparents. It doesn't matter what group you are, you should be backing these people, because they're the people that helped bring us along, helped develop our province, paid their taxes for years, and this is the thanks they get at the end of their life. And some of them are in their 70s on fixed incomes trying to help out. I mean, where's the conscience? Where's this government? What are they thinking to do something like this? Well, it's not going to happen, and we're going to fight till they change it. Thank you.
Thank you.
I also have I'd like to say right at this point, right now, as we speak, in about 20 minutes in the House, my colleague Andrea Horvath will be asking the minister a question about this situation, and we'll see what kind of response she gives this time. but I'm sure it'll be same, more of the same. Now, if you could just hold this, I'm going to open this and read a letter from Dave Christofferson. Thank you for your kind invitation to Raising Our Children's Kids Rally on October 28th. Unfortunately, due to other commitments, I'm unable to attend. However, I would like to take this opportunity to congratulate ROC on your efforts to have the temporary care assistance payments and benefits be returned to those who are the legal guardians of children. Protecting our children is one of the most important and most demanding tasks in our country. Only together can we bring about the necessary change. Once again, thank you for your invitation. I wish you every success. Sincerely, David Christofferson. We now have a new speaker.
Okay. Thank you, Paul. We are members of ROC, and we all know why we're here. We're asking the provincial government to reinstate the TCA. We're going to send a clear message to McGuinty, and we're going to let him know this. Stop allowing the Ministry of Community and Social Service weaving their tapestry of poverty in this province. It will cause untold damage to all the children that have been denied this vital TCA. We will not be taking this any longer. We are going to shake the Parliament right down to the foundation. We know and we are concerned. We're living in raw, harsh economic times. Many of us have been walking this road for a long time. We're asking you to be accountable to all of us, especially the grandchildren of this province that are being raised by the grandparents. Stop the madness and reinstate the TCA!
Mr. Paul Miller, he stood by us. He's the only politician in the city of Hamilton that stood by the grandparents. He needs to be applauded. Paul Miller. We wish to say thank you so much because he stood behind us when no one else would, and it is him and only him that has is going to go forward with this. He is now going to take the ROC Group into the Tim Hortons, the right house, where Joanne Priel, Director of Community Social Services, is. We are going to go up and ask her to come down and report.
City Hall.
We're going to City Hall.
Convention Center.
To the Convention Center. I guess it could change. But I do wish to say thank you so much to Mr. Miller. And The ROC is rocking with Paul Miller today.
We have another speaker, Erlene.
Everybody. The whole world is watching Ontario today. McGuinty's got to get up and do something about the TCA, temporary care allowance for grandparents raising children. This is not a problem that just comes to one city. It's the whole province of Ontario. We need the directives changed. We need them changed to make it inclusive for all grandparents across Ontario to receive these benefits. It's important to the children to have medical coverage. We're not a third world country. Ontario, get up. Let's take notice because everybody in the world is watching Hamilton today. Thank you.
Yeah. I'd also like to thank my brothers from 1005. The steelworkers are here in force, as usual. I believe Ralph Gerstenberger would like to say a couple words. He's the president of 1005.
Thank you, Paul. First of all, I'd just like to say I have to appreciate the work that ROC has been doing. I'm quite impressed. Now, our own experience in 1005 is that our pensioners, we have about 8,000 of them. They're the backbone of our union. And if you want something organized, you have the grandparents and pensioners doing it because they have a lot of experience. And they have a lot of time, but also they're passionate about what they believe in. So we support this. Barb, she came to present her presentation to us a few weeks ago, and then we had several of the members of ROC speak to our Thursday afternoon meeting, so they're most, a lot of them are here now. I would like to say that this is, we're facing very difficult times, because it's one of those times where McGuinty can say, oh yeah, he's gonna have a war on poverty, but then you see what really exists in the real world. And then along with this collapse of the financial system and whatever that means. So there's more attacks coming against the people of Ontario. Our motto at 1005 is that our security lies in the fight for the rights of all. So that's why we're here. It's all one struggle. Now, I'm going to stop, and I would like to now introduce one of our pensioners, Bill Mahoney, who's written a poem on this occasion.
I wrote this poem to honor all grandparents, many of whom are making great sacrifices to raise their grandchildren. An empty fridge, an empty purse. She always feeds her grandson first. She can't afford to take the bus, but she doesn't ask for much. A piece of toast, a cup of tea. She'll tell you, that's enough for me. She's known times, both good and bad, but she's never been so sad. Although she's worked hard all her life, now hunger stalks her with a knife. What should have been her golden years have now become a veil of tears. The food bank's closed, the shelves are bare. Doesn't anybody care? Must she kneel at someone's feet just to get enough to eat? Brothers and sisters, what's happening is an outrage, an attack on grandparents and children, the family unit, the very foundation of society. Well, I've got some message to send to our government. We will rock you. We've just begun the fight. Thank you.
Okay, we have another speaker. Mary Lou's first, then Lynn. I'm sorry, Mary Lou. Yeah, I'll hold it, sure. I'll put this down. It takes two hands, you know, we're getting older.
Good morning. My name is Mary Lou Scott, and along with Earlene Weaver, I am co-founder of ROC. Although I am no longer currently actively involved with ROC, they will always have my support. I am one of the fortunate grandparents who were granted custody of my granddaughter when she was 9. Preventing her from being placed in foster care. That was 11 years ago. She is currently in her third year at the University of Toronto. Yay! What I want people to understand, it's not the grandparents who are being denied anything, it's our grandchildren who are being denied the necessities of life. In most cases, the children who have come in our support were already receiving financial support from the government. We simply want those benefits to continue no matter whose care these children are in. And that is exactly what happens when they go into foster care. Here is an excerpt from the Stony Creek News dated October the 21st, the minister's policy. The policy has been rewritten to purge any reference to grandparents and now makes anyone ineligible if he or she treats the children, quote, as one of their own.
Shame!
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 Because of the minister's policy, it is currently written, children being raised by their grandparents are no longer eligible for government benefits. This leaves grandkids whose grandparents are on fixed income and can't afford them two options, welfare or foster care. Is it the minister's goal to separate the grandchildren from their families? If you agree this policy is unfair, please sign our petition. I pray with all my heart that children not as fortunate as my grandchild who are placed in foster home are indeed treated as one of their own. Thank you.
Okay, Lynn is up next, and I'd also like to recognize Don Fraser from the Hamilton Labor Council's here. Thanks, Don. And where's Lynn?
Right here.
Okay, I'll hold it for you, Lynn. I'll hold it. You just talk.
Hi, everybody. I'm Lynn Aquin from the Campaign for Adequate Welfare and Disability Benefits. We've been struggling for 5 years to get some attention to people on OW and ODSP to raise the rates, to get the rates geared to the standard of living in each town in Ontario. And we hope to We hope that the Deb Matthews, who we met with yesterday as part of the 25 and 5, will actually come through with for us in December. I'm also a grandmother of these wonderful little girls, and the thought that they would have to go into foster care and be separated from each other and from their families, they would be devastated. Their lives would end. They wouldn't be the same ever again. $700 a month is nothing for these people. Even the government has said so. That's a tiny amount of money. They wouldn't even miss it. For all the people in Ontario, it would be $150,000. Nothing to this government who spends... Never mind. We need to... In 2006, when the TCA was taken away from Hamilton only, of all the cities in Ontario, that's the year that we got the Hamilton Roundtable on Poverty Reduction. Shame on them for not realizing that this was going on, that they didn't stand up for us. Shame on Hamilton. This is supposed to be the best place to raise a child, the best place to raise a child in Ontario, in Canada, and in the world. And shame on them for not coming through for us. Thank you.
Okay, I guess shortly we're going to move over to the convention center, and because of security reasons, I mean, it looks like there's a lot of people that would be a problem. There's a couple more talkers, but shortly. Okay, who am I missing here? I'm sorry. We've got some additions here. Judith Bishop is with the Hamilton School Board.
Oh, thank you. Hello, I'm so pleased to be here on behalf of the Hamilton Wentworth District School Board because we care about children. Yeah! And as you know, our vision is all children reaching their potential. And children can't reach their potential just by good teaching. They have to have support, they have to have nurturing, they have to have stability, they have to have care, they have to have loving adults in their lives. Right. It's not just about instruction. And of course, you as grandparents have been doing all that. You provide nurture, stability, consistency, love, and care to your children. You also do a really good job of advocating for them because I hear from you. Thank you. And you have some of the children you're caring for have very special needs. They need a lot of extra care and attention. So unlike everybody else, I can't understand why society isn't applauding you. You should be supported and applauded for the wonderful job you're doing. You need to be revered as people who are responsible, caring, and wonderful people who are going to be helping raise wonderful citizens for this society.
Yeah, that's right.
So let's get us all behind getting the TCA reinstated and applaud you and give you the support you need. Thank you.
Thank you, Judith. A wonderful speech. We have one more speaker, I believe.
I'll hold it, thanks.
Okay, you got it?
I'm a big boy.
You're a big boy?
Hi, I'm Deirdre Pike from the Social Planning and Research Council of Hamilton. And I work with a lot of community-based anti-poverty groups in this city. And over the last 3 years, I've been energized by the amount of work that these grassroots organizations accomplish. But holy smokes, when I met these grandparents on one Wednesday evening, and saw the struggles that they were going through, but the amazing energy that they had to organize and to respond. You know, I came on board, my job is often to help people move along. Oh, let me see if I can get you this or that, or, you know, they'd already done it. They'd already gone to Queen's Park, for Pete's sake. And I know some of that's through Paul Miller, which is great, but most of it is because they have gumption, they have guts, and they have the rights, and they know that they need their rights to be defended. And so that's why we're here to support them today. Yesterday, we were at Queen's Park to meet with Deb Matthews. She has said that she will be rolling out an Ontario Poverty Reduction Strategy, and we're expecting that at the end of December. We delivered almost 5,000 postcards yesterday to Queen's Park demanding a reduction of poverty 25% in 5 years in this province. We know that we have people listening about poverty, but here we are in Hamilton wanting to make Hamilton the best place to raise a child. How is this policy making Hamilton the best place to raise a child? It's not. Shame. We got these these amazing buttons yesterday from one of the homeless organizations working with homeless folks in Toronto that says courage. And the message around courage is this. These grandparents have the courage to stand up for their rights. Now we need the politicians and policymakers to have the courage to respond in the way that is only right and to respond with the TCA, returning the temporary care assistance. And so, grandparents united will never be divided. Grandparents united will never be divided. Grandparents united will never be divided. What do we want?
TCA.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
TCA.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
TCA.
When do we want it?
Now.
No protest is complete without a protest song. We shall not, we shall not be moved. We shall not, we shall not be moved. Like a tree standing by the water, we shall not be moved. We shall not, we shall not be moved. We shall not, we shall not be moved. By the water, we shall not be moved. What do we want?
TCA.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
TCA.
When do we want it?
Now.
Thank you. We spoke to the mayor's office this morning. I had a good conversation there, and that's why you're having a meeting at 11:30. We need to leave this spot in about 15 minutes, so we're not rushing, and we need to get there for 11:30. So thank you so much for your participation today.
I shall not be moved.
I can see that.
Yes.
Tom Cooper's here from the Spec. I'd like to thank Tom for the wonderful article. Thank you, Tom. Okay, I guess we're moving shortly. I'm going to get off this. If somebody else wants to get on this microphone for a bit, I'm setting up to go over to the convention center. So someone bail me out here with this microphone. Barbara.
Okay.
Thank you very much for everyone that's supporting us, all of the labor council, all of the community hubs coming down here. Individuals that care about the Rock Group, care about the next generation, care that the children are in need in the city of Hamilton. We are so happy that you've all come together. I was wondering if you would huddle in. There are a few people that do want to make some noise and gather us in to go over to City Center. We would like to go as a group. I was wondering if Gary Santucci from the Pro Company would like to say something on behalf of the Rock Group and behalf of the children of Ontario.
Barbara.
Well, thank you very much, Barbara, for and the grandmothers for this wonderful event here that's calling attention to such a shameful situation. I am a grandfather now, and I've been and my parents stepped up for me when I was going through difficult times, and I know what that's like. So we need to, as a community, step forward, all of us, whether you're grandparents, wherever you are, to step forward and make a difference about this shameful situation where we're talking about this is the best place to raise a child. No way. It's got a long way to go, and we need to keep pushing forward to make this happen. So this is only the beginning, and there's so many other issues in our society, but this, the children, if we can't help our children, we are nothing. We have to step forward and make that difference. And this is why we're here today, and this is just the beginning of it. So I congratulate everyone who's standing out here to stand up for these children, for the grandmothers, and reconstruct our community one child at a time. This is something that we need to face and face all these tough decisions, which are really not tough decisions, but apparently the politicians find them very difficult to make those crucial decisions. So there we are. There's one of our future leaders right here leading the protest, and we'll follow her all the way. Thank you all.
Protesters.
What do we want?
TGA!
What do we want?
Now!
Let's go get it!
Okay, we just heard, we've just spoken to somebody from the mayor's office, and the mayor is ready any time for us over at the convention center. And so the plan is to really just head up here. We're going to use our chance sheet and draw some attention as we go along. When we get there, there are 10 representatives that will be going inside, and Erlene and Barbara know who those are, and it includes Paul Miller. And so those 10 will go upstairs to room 206. The rest of us need to leave our placards outside, and then we can move inside, though, where you can be warm. If you want to not leave your placards and you'd like to continue chanting, that's up to you, but you'd have to do that outside. So if you come inside, we're just going to be there supporting with energy and, you know, warmth our sisters and brothers upstairs, okay? So we're pretty much ready.